Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and let's talk about managing the how and when. That's the best way I could come up with it. But you'll get it as we get into it. We know we don't have control over the how and the when, and how do we let go of that control so that all of our miracles, all the things we're working to manifest, can enter our life? And we're going to talk about that. If you're new to this program, I'm an intuitive and a coach. I help people create the life of their dreams. If you are looking for a coach, I'm looking at the monitor to make sure this recording is picking up. If you are looking for a coach, I'd love to support you. I'd love to help you navigate these spiritual principles so that you can live the life of your dreams. And you can. You can really use all of these spiritual principles to live the life of your dreams. So if you want some help with that, I would love to support you. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Pay extra close attention to that massive result intuitive coaching package, as well as the up-level intuitive coaching package. And I also offer a single session that can get you started on your journey. All right, let's talk about how and when. So spirit, God, the universe is in control of the how and when. Essentially, that's God's business, right? How your blessing comes to you, how whatever you're looking to manifest comes to you, how you reach the goal is up to God, right? But you have to do your part. And the way you do your part is through asking for what you want, specifically, and being unwilling to settle or compromise, because that's when things can get really messy. We can suddenly turn a settle or compromise into a deep desire out of fear, and then we wonder why it doesn't manifest, because it wasn't the desire. And then the next step is trusting your intuition. You're going to get hits, you're going to get signs, you're going to get symbols, there's things you're just going to know to do, and you do all of that. And then miracles and magic show up in the timing that spirit sets and in the way that spirit sets. And so how do you deal with that? Well, I think the first thing I would say, particularly for the people that listen to this program, is to stop all judgment. Judgment of yourself, judgment of the way things need to be, the way is right, I got to do it this way. Release all of that, because when you are holding on to judgment, spirit might be trying to deliver your manifestation to you, but you are judging the vehicle for which it's coming in. So maybe it is you have this perception you have to do it all on your own. You're not successful unless you do it all on your own. And then someone can show up in your life that's offering you support and help, and you poo-poo it or you run from it because of this perception that I have to do it all on my own. But really, that person is just responding to the God impulse within them that's saying to help you, right? Now, with that being said, that's a difficult example, because not all help is good help. And there are certain people that will offer to help you and take you down a path you don't want to be in. And it's not really help. They're just pushing whatever agenda they're choosing to push. And it may not be for your highest and greatest good. So you're going to have to monitor those moments moment by moment by moment, right? So not all help is good help. But help is a way in which spirit does bring you the desires of your heart. And so be open and receptive to it. So stop all judgment. But you can trust how you feel. Does it feel good? Does it feel like you? Does it light you up? Does it feel in alignment with true love? Does it feel like a passion? Does it feel like excitement? It is safe to follow those feelings. Does it feel, now let's do the higher vibrational feelings with maybe, which maybe some of you aren't accustomed to feeling on a regular basis, and you have to learn how to feel that way. You have to get comfortable with feeling joy and peace and freedom and love, like truly godly love, appreciation, abundance. Those are feelings you're probably going to have to get used to. But if it feels like that, that's the sign. If it feels difficult, if it feels like a lot of work, if it feels like a lot of steps, if it feels, and when I say it feels like a lot of work, know the ego can take that and say, oh, we don't have to do anything. And that can become an excuse for holding you back and not doing what you're meant to do. Yeah, writing a novel is a lot of work for me, but I love that work, and it feels like passion, and it feels like joy. So the things worth doing are going to require some diligence, are going to require some effort, are going to require your focus, your intention, your love. And if it feels like that, then you know you're on the right track. If you feel small, if you feel insecure, if you feel less than yourself, if you feel like this is the only way, then that's probably not the right path for you. Really assess what feels right and true. If it feels out of control, if it feels overwhelming, you're probably not on the right path. So all you have to do when you find yourself in that situation, you need to ask yourself, am I looking at this through the lens of judgment that's making this overwhelming? Or is this truly not right for me? So it's sitting with yourself and asking, you know, and then if you're a person where you can trust your gut, just trust your gut. Oh, that feels good. I'm going to do that. Oh, that feels right. I'm going to do that. And move in that direction. That's how you know. So I think the way we can get in the way of our blessings is we're judging it, right? If it's easy, we sometimes can judge ease. Well, as I'm saying that to you, that things are going to be work. But I believe that when you are working something that is a tremendous amount of work, there's an acceptance of that and a peacefulness that comes with committing to doing that work. If there is stress and anxiety and, oh my God, then you might need to go back to the drawing board, because you're either holding some limiting belief that's causing you to look at that experience through that lens, that's judgment, or it's just not right for you. So trust your intuition, follow your heart. You can put your hand over your heart at any given moment and just ask yourself, and you will get such a clear answer. If you take a moment, take a breath, go into the space of observing the situation, meaning you're taking yourself out of the situation, and you put your hand over your heart and you say, what's right and true for me right now? You will get a very clear message from within you. And then you just follow that message. That's it. So that's how we navigate the how and the when. When we don't have control of how something's going to show up, when something's going to show up, first and foremost, stop judging it. Second, have faith, right? You know, I've talked to you a lot about faith. You have to have faith that what you desire will be manifested. And the more you can lean into that faith, it'll help you navigate not knowing the exact how and the exact when of what you're up to. So I've been having a lot of conversations this year, because I know a lot of women are being called to do their own thing in business and create their own streams of income. So I've had a lot of conversations about people ready to go to that level. And inevitably, as we're talking about it, as they're getting comfortable with it, they will have the panic moment of, oh my God, Amy, how am I going to do this? And will it be enough? And will I earn enough? And what? And that, again, comes back to having faith in the vision that you're holding, having faith in what you're being drawn to, and knowing without a doubt that Spirit's going to show up for you in a way you won't understand. You may not understand it when you get started. There's going to be loops and turns, and you're going to try things. You're going to look at things, and sometimes you're going to try things so you can get clear about a thing, right? You know, I was getting signs to sign up for this service to support my book business, and I signed up for it, and I was like, this isn't what I thought it was going to be. Why would I keep getting signs to do it? And inevitably, the realization that came forward was, hey, I, in signing up for this, I'm trying to control an outcome. And the only way I'm going to get the message that I can't control this outcome, the how and the when, is to put myself in the situation and I'll have a moment. I knew, like, it's like spirit knew, like I would have the moment where I'm like, this is crazy. And this is not in alignment with my truth in the way that, that this service is executing this aspect of business. So in that, it was an intuitive message to sign up, and I knew how quickly to sign an up, right? How to cancel it. I knew how to, there was some money that needed to be refunded. I knew exactly how, you know, to stay consistent and to have that money returned to me. So it didn't cost me anything. So sometimes you're going to get an intuitive message where you need to lean into something so that you can see the other side, so that you can have a realization, so that you can have that aha, where you can finally like call yourself on your shit and say, girl, you're trying to control something you don't have control over. So of course you would fall prey to this service that's not doing what you think it's going to do. And that was a message to go back to faith, having faith that spirit is going to show up for you at the divine perfect time and in the divine perfect way. Okay, some more on the how and the when. I think the more you get really clear about the desire, the more that you lean into the desire, the more that you take settling off the table, meaning say the desire is for a romantic relationship and you're on an app and you're only getting matches from people that, as you look closely, wouldn't be a good fit. Well, you're going to have to accept that that's just a part of the journey, right? And there's no need for you to settle. And every time that you engage a settling, a compromising on something that you want, taking less than you deserve, something that's outside of your true desire, something outside of your list, the more that you can say no to that, that's actually going to make you stronger. And you will be more open and receptive to the how and the when being that of God. This or something better. This or something better. So as you get clear about your desires, it's often said in the metaphysical space, this or something better. This or something better. It's a bit of a detachment. If you're in the space of believing, and believe me, I've been in this space many times over the last 4 years, and I can tell you, if you're going through this right now, it's a sign that you need to take a step back. But the message here is, if you're in this place where you're like, this is the only way, right? If I don't do it this way, this is the only way. That is your sign that you're on the wrong track. And all you have to do is stop and say, okay, I know there's a little part of me that's been triggered that thinks that this is the only path for me, or if it doesn't go this way, my life is over, but that can't be true. And so let me sit down and come up with 25 to 50 ways this could work differently. And in that process, it doesn't mean any of those particular ways, because there's infinite ways that something can work in your favor. It doesn't mean those ways necessarily are going to be the path. But what it does is it opens your consciousness up to, oh my God, I don't have to hold on to this only thing. So let's take the easiest example I can give you personally is take a relationship. So you're involved with somebody and you start to feel like, well, oh my God, this is the only person for me. And if it doesn't work out, and even as I say it, because I'm so detached from that reality, it's so easy for me to see that, like, no, that's crazy nonsense. There's a billions of people on this planet for you to date. You don't have to get locked into that one person. So, but I get that some people might feel that way at certain times. And in so I can give you this example from a very detached place. And this is the way I would approach it. If I found myself in that situation, I would say, girl, there are so many men in this world, right? So what you're doing is you're showing yourself that there are so many options. And in that, there will be some comfort that you're not, you suddenly are releasing the hold the fear that's keeping you stuck. Because I do think when you're holding on to only one result and it only can be this way, that's all based in fear. And so as you start to unravel that and start to see that, oh, there's all these infinite ways that this could unfold, you open your heart up to things you had not considered. You open your consciousness up to wisdom from spirit. Because when we're holding on to, let's go back to the example of the man. Oh, this is the only man for me. I can't, if I don't have this man, my life is over. And so you sit down and you start making a list of all the possible other men that could work for you. Or you just start saying, like, there are lots of men on this planet. Like, this isn't the only one. As you do that, as you release that hold, you give room for spirit to come in and say, oh, this is how you meet that person. Whereas you couldn't see that wisdom before, you couldn't be receptive to that wisdom before because you were so tied to that one result. And again, I've been in that place many, many times, not around men. Mine has been usually around, maybe it's a housing issue or a financial issue where I'm like, it has to be this way. And every time I'm in that space, it's like destruction just follows afterwards because I'm not open and receptive to the messages of spirit so that I can actually prevent destruction, right? And so I think that as you lean into your desire without compromise, and you start to believe that there are multiple ways, as you make those lists, say it's a business idea, and maybe you're like, oh my God, if this idea doesn't work in this way, my life is over. Oh my, one destruction. As you lean into all the possible ways in which your desired result can unfold, and you may have to go back to what was the original desire, particularly around business. I pray that embedded in all of your business desires is the goal to make money. As you go back to that, you can look and say, okay, what are all the other ways I can make money doing this work? And you start making lists. Or what are all the other business ideas I have? And it doesn't mean you have to act on any of those ideas. What you're doing in making the list is you are opening your consciousness up to divine information that you are closed off to because you're so attached to this one way. Let's see if there's anything else on navigating the how and the when. Peacefulness. Okay. So my spirit guides are saying when you are you know, accepting that it's going to happen the way God wants it to happen in the timing that God wants it to happen, the way that you can be more receptive in that process to the miracles and magic that are always available to you is getting to a state of peacefulness. And that can come in a lot of different forms for a lot of different people. You know, for me, what makes me feel peaceful, exercise, music, good TV, good food, feeling that all the means that I need to execute whatever desire I have is available to me, meaning that's where my savings comes in. Exercise. I don't know if I said exercise, but truly exercise, just moving of the body. And it doesn't need to be intense and it doesn't need to be long. Just I do 20 minutes and it's just everything shifts for me from that place. As you start to think about what cultivates peace for you, as you start to feel centered and grounded in your life and accepting of all that's coming your way, you can more clearly see all the signs spirit's giving you as to what the how and the when is. So it's not like you're just out in the dark and just waiting for spirit to show up. And if you're feeling that way, I can guarantee you it's not going to work, but you can start right now to make a shift. So it might be, if you're feeling really, really high anxiety, you might need to go and talk to somebody. So we'll start there. I am never going to say that spirituality and spiritual practice is a substitute for psychological help. Mm-mm. You need both. You need both. And I know a lot of people in this space wants to blur those lines and think that, well, if I have God, then I don't need to see a psychologist. I don't need to see a doctor. And I get it. I get that to some degree, but it's not true. Because God works through all things on this planet. God can work through. And so why limit the ways in which God can support you? So if you are feeling really angsty and you're not sure when something's going to work out or how it's going to work out, and it's making you anxious or depressed or deeply worried, then go see someone, have a conversation about it. Okay. And then the next layer there is start to do all the things I told you to do in this podcast, releasing your judgment, right? I had a client who took advantage of, or no, I'm not even going to tell you that story. I'll tell you mine. The PPP loans that when they came around this year, I didn't do it last year because I had this perception that, I shouldn't take that if I, you know, I already have a business that's like this. And so I don't need that. That should go to other people. Right. That was all fucking judgment. Right. And then I had a wonderful person show up in my life who gave me some wisdom on it. And I was like, oh yeah, yeah, of course I can. And then now I watch all these business shows, like so many businesses took advantage of the PPP loan. And so, but my judgment was getting in the way. So I'd say, look at where you are judging a situation saying, oh, I can't take advantage of that, or I can't use that, or I can't be receptive to that, or I can't have that for whatever reason, or, oh no, you know, we make up so many stories in our mind that don't serve us well. And so really get clear about what narrative you're telling yourself, and is it accurate? 9 times out of 10, if you're feeling that level of, oh my God, it has to be this way, you're probably telling yourself a narrative that has some inaccuracies in it, because God can work through all things, right? We make things too hard for ourselves often. Or here's one, like with editing. I used to believe like, oh, if I don't hire an editor who's $1,500 or more, then that's not going to be a good editor. And then like all my other editing, all these other editors, they're substandard. That's a bunch of bullshit. It's just a skill set. Everybody gets to charge what they want to charge. That's it. And I just pick the person who I feel most comfortable with their skill set, and the price matches the budget that I have. There's no set number, but when I'm in those spaces, that's how I create destruction. That's how I miss the intuitive messages. That's how I choose someone who, oh, well, I'm choosing this person because they're at this price point and they're not any good, right? That's how I stop trusting myself. So I say, so definitely let go of the judgment. Look at the narrative you're telling yourself. If it's feeling like really high angsty and like nothing is, like I heard a psychic on another program recently say, like nothing, will it kill you in the next 2 minutes? No. If it's a no, which most things are, then there's probably a lot more options available to you. And maybe you just need to shift the story that you're telling yourself about it. So I think release the judgment. Be willing to get clear about what the desire is without compromising or settling. Be willing to explore all the options. It doesn't mean you have to take those options, but just be willing to explore all the options. Where I got this is an exercise that I have created for my clients. I got the idea from the business world, in the sense that, like, if you keep track of all your business ideas, you'll never lack an idea. It doesn't mean you'll even act on any of the ideas that you write down, but you'll always have an idea because that muscle is developed. So much of our faith is a muscle. And so use it in every single moment of your day. If there's something that you want, play a little game with yourself. Say, you know, the parking spot game, you know, that's really popular in the metaphysical and manifesting space. I'm going to manifest a parking spot. And just play that game with yourself. Or I'm going to manifest a cup of coffee. And just play that game with yourself. And let it come from wherever it comes from. It might be that all of a sudden you're in the right place at the right time, and there's a coffee place and there's no line, and you have exactly the right amount of money in your pocket for that coffee, and you go and get a coffee. let it work that way. It might be somebody brings you a coffee. It might be that you realize, oh man, I've got this good coffee from so-and-so back at Christmas, and it's in the back of my refrigerator, and it's really good coffee, and I've completely forgotten about it. It might happen that way. So I say, stay open. And the best way to do that is constantly finding your way back to a place of peace, and however way you need to get to peace, and whatever it is for you, right? If there's something in your life that doesn't feel peaceful, that doesn't feel harmonious, clean it up, and you have all the resources and the ability to do so. God is always on your side. So we might not have control over the how and when, but there's so much more we have control of. Okay, now I'm going to go. I'm Amy of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. If you are looking for a coach, love to support you. If you want a reading, if you want to know what's going on energetically in your life, there's some things you're feeling uncertain about, unsteady about, and you want some guidance, book a session with me, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Also, if you're looking for a consistent energy in your life that shows up, that is vibrant and healthy and well and here to serve you, then please consider my intuitive coaching packages, the up-level intuitive coaching package, as well as the massive result intuitive coaching package. I got some more announcements. If you like this program, please sign up for my newsletter, because you will get 2 intuitive messages a week. I pull cards and I tune into the energy and I prepare messages for anybody that opens my emails. And it's beautiful. And I love doing that. Love it. Love it. Love it. Also, if you listen on Apple Podcasts, please subscribe, because it matters. I'm not sure how it matters right now, but it does matter. So just subscribe. And if you listen on any other platform and they give you the option to write a review, please consider writing a review. You can do this. You can figure this out. You don't have to be in control of the how and the when to figure it out. You can win without knowing the exact how and when. And all you have to do is trust your intuition and be prepared. My spirit guides are jumping in. That's a new piece here in this encore little message. Be prepared, right? You know, practice for what you want. Be good at being you and do all the things that help you be good at being you. So that practicing might be the exercise. Practicing might be studying your craft. Practicing might be attending that workshop. Practicing might be putting money aside. Whatever you need to do, it all works if you work it. So you will figure it out if you decide to figure it out. I'm Amy of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Take care of yourself. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for listening to this program.